this stage, I would say it's very good generally for winter crops. Probably the only disappointment I've seen so far this morning on the weather reports has been that the largest fall seemed to have occurred down the centre of the Newell Highway and to the east of the Newell Highway. And for those growers west, certain areas around Walgett and Rowena that obviously so desperately need the rain, it appears like the falls have been quite small to this point, you know, around the 10 to 15 millimetres. So it would be nice if we could share some of those heavier falls with certainly those growers in the western areas.
It sure would, because we're getting sort of pretty much to the end of what you'd consider to be the planting window. Have you been surprised, though, with how much planting there has been in the area?
I suppose I've been a little bit surprised with how much additional planting it seems has gone on, certainly this past weekend, coming up to this predicted rainfall event around Tamworth. We've had a fairly good run this season, and so a lot of people have been able to get their crops in a very timely fashion. But, you know, over the last, I suppose, couple of weeks, there certainly has been, you know, a bit of a flurry of sowing activity, and there's certainly on the plains, you know, more sowing still to occur on the back of this rain. So probably some people are kind of quietly got their fingers crossed that they don't end up with huge falls, which will prevent them from actually getting on their country and finishing off their sowing. But by and large, I think based on the long-term kind of predictions that they're saying, and moving towards a drier period over the coming months, I think we're pretty happy to take whatever we can get at this point and hopefully store as much as we can.
Well, yeah, as you say, an El Nino is forecast for spring this year, which usually is associated with drier conditions. Does that make you nervous for the amount of crop that's gone in?
I don't think I could say that it makes me nervous. I think I would say that it makes me probably more realistic about looking at what the current soil water profiles are. And certainly a number of growers have taken a risk in double cropping, particularly chickpeas, back into sorghum country. There's been, you know, quite a large area of that occurring, particularly around Moree. And so I think, you know, growers who are taking those double cropping opportunities are very realistic about the fact that they don't have full profiles, and, you know, the chickpea prices are good. They're hoping that we're going to get some rainfall, and I think that's the reality, is that, you know, an El Nino doesn't mean no rain, it just means less rain. And so really the pressure will be on for people to actually utilise whatever rain falls in the best way they can.
And driving around this region, there are some green shoots for the crops that went in early. How are they looking?
As a general rule, I'd say that the crops that have been in the ground and are out of the ground now are looking very good. Certainly the really early crops that were sown, and that's by and large we're talking about forage crops, have looked exceptional. And most of the producers that I've spoken to that have forage crops in, their problem has been not having enough livestock to actually adequately graze those forage crops at this point in time. So, you know, it's been looking really favourable from the forage side of things, and for the strictly cropping side of things, the crops that have been sown to date, yeah, things have been looking quite good.